Stop 2. Make a great bar. Let's set the scene. It was an average day in 1376. You were passing by the Priory Church in Micklegate, perhaps on your way to a religious service, or to a nearby market to buy some fresh bread. You were surprised as you were greeted by a large swarm of people transfixed by a set of heavily costumed actors, one of which is dressed as no one other than God himself. The York Mystery Plays are a cycle of 48 individual plays dating back from the 14th century. Traditionally performed over the course of a single day, they were carried out on a mobile pageant wagon across the city of York. Each play was funded and performed by specific York trade guilds, such as shipwrights and bakers, which were often known as mysteries. Medieval York was one of the most prosperous cities in the country at the time, due to its strategic location and rich history, and thus functioned as a trading hub frequented by merchants and travellers. This made it the perfect location for local audiences to gather and marvel as actors played out the biblical story of man's fall and redemption. During this section of the audio tour, we will guide you through some of the most significant of these plays, beginning with The Creation. The Creation play marks the beginning of the York Mystery Plays, introducing audiences to the origins of the world and humanity. Traditionally staged outside the Church of the Holy Trinity in Micklegate, this play would have been staged here first, before the pageant wagon moved through the city. Presented during the Feast of Corpus Christi, the performance was both an act of worship and a form of community theatre. You can watch the 2018 re-edition for free on YouTube, which includes the implementation of a masked choir and an intricately designed miniature stage to really emphasize its dramatic elements. One of the most powerful and viscerally intense moments in the cycle is also the death of Christ. Recently performed in the heart of the Shambles Market, the crucifixion of Christ was witnessed by large crowds, reinforcing a spiritual impact. Re-editions of the section of the play usually emphasize the physical suffering of Christ, often utilizing props and staging techniques to heighten realism. If you wish to take a look at where this is currently performed, there will be an opportunity later on in the tour to walk through the shambles. Furthermore, the Resurrection play celebrates Christ's triumph over death and forms a moment of joy and renewal within the cycle. Rooted in earlier worship practices of Easter drama, it reflects how theatre grew out of church ceremonies into public spaces. This is particularly seen through the singing of the Easter anthem, Christus Resurgens, as Jesus steps out of his tomb. Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Hallelujah. The reactions of fear from characters such as Pontius Pilate and Caiaphas are contrasted with feelings of sheer joy and wonder emanating from Mary and Jesus' followers. These emotions are brought to life on stage through implementation of music and audience participation. Staged in open outdoor spaces, such as the museum gardens and modern revivals, the scene emphasizes hope, victory over death, and the promise of salvation. To reach the next stop in the tour, start heading towards the museum gardens by going down Bar Lane and continuing on this road until you reach Rugier Street, then turn right onto Station Road until you're in sight of the city walls. When the city walls are in sight, begin stop 3.